But as the church grew, then it also became in danger of being opened up to the influences of these false teachers and false teachings.
当这些教会在成长的过程当中呢, 也就是他们会遭受到这些, 这些假教师们给他们传假信息的一个危机。
And the reason that John writes this letter is to warn the people against such false teachers and such false teaching.
约翰他写这篇书信的目的呢, 其实就是在警告这些基督徒, 防备这些假教师, 还有这些他们所传的假道理。
He's writing here to someone that he calls the lady chosen by God and her children.
他写这篇书信呢, 大家刚才念了可以知道, 他是如何开始的, 他好像是在描述一位, 一个母亲, 跟他的孩子,
While some people have thought that John's writing to a specific person, it's more likely that he's writing to a specific church.
所以我们如果认为约翰他是在对某一个特殊的女士写信的话, 我们必须要了解实际上他是在对一个教会写信。
He's using this imagery of the church as the bride of Christ.
他是将教会, 形容为一个好像是一位, 新娘一样。
And he's reminding the congregation here of God's love and God's calling for them.
他是在提醒教会里面的信徒们关于神的爱还有神对他们的呼召。
So John, in this very short letter, is very concerned. He's pleading with the people to maintain their spiritual health and to reject false teaching.
所以约翰在写这篇书信的时候，他非常的关心这些教会的信徒们，他提醒他们要持守他们信仰上的健康，还要去抵挡这些假教师。
The first half, verses 1 through 6, cover the internal life, the inside life of spiritual health.
前半段就是1到6节是关于内在的属灵生命的健康。
The second half of the book, verses 7 through 13, cover the external or the outside life of spiritual health.
后半段就是从第7节到第13节是讲到关于
And today we'll just be looking at that first half and those first 6 verses.
今天我们要看的是前半段，就是第1节到第6节。
As you read over those verses, you'll find that there are three themes or three words that jump out at you.
当我们在念这些经节的时候，我们会注意到约翰所提到的三件事，三个字。
John uses the word truth 5 times.
他用了真理这个字，用了5次。
He uses the word love 5 times.
他用了爱这个字5次。
And then finally, he uses the words obedience or commands 5 times.
最后他用了顺服，还有神的命令这个字5次。
So if you look at the first 6 verses of 2 John, then you come away with this conclusion.
所以如果说我们读了第1节到第6节，我们可能会得到一个结论。
The Christian life is about three things.
基督徒的生命其实是关乎三件事情。
Truth,
真理,
love,
爱,
and obedience.
还有顺服。
In these first few verses, John identifies believers as those who know the truth and those who walk in the truth.
在前面这几个经节，我们看到约翰他是如何的来辨别这些真的基督徒呢？如果是他们信真理并且行在真理之中。
He also says that truth is something that lives in us and will be with us forever.
同时他也形容这个真理是与我们一同存，是与我们与真理是同在，同时这个真理就是活在我们的里面。
John's not talking about a general concept of truth. Instead, he has in mind a very specific truth.
约翰讲到真理的时候，他并没有，他并不是讲到一般道理，一个一般的道理的概念，他是讲的就是真理。
Namely, that Jesus was God in the flesh, whose death and resurrection had provided atonement for sin.
基本上来讲，这个真理就是耶稣基督道成肉身，然后他死在十字架上，成为我们罪的救赎。
Now John was the last surviving member to actually be able to touch those nail-scarred hands of Jesus.
约翰呢，他成为了最后一位曾经跟随过并且听过耶稣基督讲道的使徒。他是真的是用手曾经抚摸过耶稣身上的伤痕。
So he wants to remind these young believers, these new believers, that our faith is built on the person of Jesus.
所以他要提醒这些新的或者是年轻的基督徒们，他们的信仰是根基在耶稣基督身上。
On his physical existence.
根基在耶稣基督确实曾经存在的这件事情上面。
On a historical crucifixion.
他曾经历史上曾经证让我们看见他受了迫害。
And a bodily resurrection.
定死在十字架上，最后他的肉身复活。
Now, John was dealing with these false teachers that were coming into the church, and they were saying that Jesus was not actually God.
约翰在这里他所要面对的这些假教师就是这些人到教会里面来告诉信徒们耶稣并没有真正的死。
And this kind of false teaching can go one of two ways.
那这一种不是真理的教导常常会带领人走进两个不同的方向。
See, first, some of these false teachers taught that Jesus was so divine that there was no way that he actually could have been a man.
第一件事情他们要就是要让这些信徒们去想耶稣基督他是如此的圣洁他不可能曾经成为人。
His humanity wasn't real, it was only an illusion.
他的人性并不是真实的只是人的一个幻觉。
Second, other false teachers taught that Jesus was a man.
另外一种说法就是这些假教师说耶稣确实是人。
But that Christ, his divine nature, only came upon him at certain times.
但是呢神的神性确实也临到他的身上但是也只是几次的时间几
So thus Jesus' divinity was only an illusion
所以耶稣的神性从另一个角度来讲对他们来言也是一种幻觉
Neither side accepted that Jesus could be both 100% God and 100% man
所以不管这两种说法是怎么样他们的结论是一样的，耶稣不可能是神，也同时又是人。
And John sees a problem with that.
约翰他看到这种说法的问题。
Because he knows Jesus.
因为他认识耶稣。
He spent time with Jesus.
他曾经与耶稣生活了很久的时间。
He saw the resurrected Jesus.
他看见了耶稣，复活的耶稣。
And he knows that Jesus was both God and man.
他很清楚地知道耶稣是神但是他也道成肉身成了人
And he knows that for Christianity to be true Jesus must have been both God and man
他也清楚地知道如果基督教的教义是真的话耶稣必须是神同时是人
He must be God
他一定要是神他必定是神
Because if he isn't God, then his sacrifice on the cross isn't very effective.
因为如果他不是神的话，那他在十字架上的牺牲没有什么果效。
Humans are born with a sinful nature.
人类出生就带了罪性。
Humans are sinful beings.
人类就是会犯罪的一个种类。
Jesus couldn't be that substitutionary sacrifice if he was himself guilty. And even if he was sinless, the finite sacrifice of a mortal man cannot cover the cost of an infinite transgression. So he must be God. But he must also be man. Because if he is not human, his sacrifice is inapplicable. If Jesus is not human, then the author of Hebrews is wrong when he says that Jesus shared in our temptations.
那希伯来书的作者他就错了，因为他曾经说过，耶稣与我们一样曾经受过试探、诱惑。
If Jesus is not human,
如果耶稣不是人,
then the Apostle Paul is wrong.
那约翰就错了。
When he says that God's Son was born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law. Jesus' humanity is the basis of his sacrifice. Through his perfect humanity, he is the only sinless human. The only one who did not deserve the cross. But the only one who could go there on our behalf. See, in these verses about truth, John is tying together these twin truths of the gospel. Jesus is God. Jesus is man. And if you deny either one of these, then Christianity falls apart. It is logically necessary for both of these things to be true in order for Christianity to be true.
从逻辑的观点来讲，必须是这两件事情并存。
And that is why John is so very concerned that his children are walking in the truth. Now, John isn't just concerned about logical truth, he's also concerned about historical truth.
约翰不光是不只是关心逻辑上的真理，他更是关心这个神。What's the second? He's also concerned about what? Historical
truth.
历史上的事实。John
was there.
他在那里。John
has already written a whole gospel about this.
他已经将约翰写了很多的书信，将福音完全的包含在里面。At
the end of the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 31, he writes this.
在约翰福音的结尾的时候，约翰这样说写道。He
says that he is writing that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
是在第二十章约翰福音，不是约翰二书，约翰福音第二十章第31节，他说：“但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他。” 就可以因他的名得生命。
You see, John hasn't built his faith on some hope or some wish.
约翰他不是将他的信仰根基在一些只是一些希望或者是期望上面。
But he's built his faith on the facts.
他是将他的信仰根基在真理上、事实上。
That Jesus presented himself as God.
耶稣基督将他自己展现给我们看，他就是神。
That he proclaimed himself.As God.
宣称他自己就是神。
And that he proved himself as God through his resurrection from the dead.
然后借着他的从死里复活，他证明了他就是神。
Christianity is a faith that is built on truth.
基督教是一种信仰，是根基于真理上。
It's not a blind leap in the darkness.
不是只是闭着眼睛就跳到一个黑暗里面。
It's not a hope or a wish or a dream.
不只是一种希望、一种期望或者是一种梦想。
It's not even just a good idea.
也不是一个很好的一个理想而已。
It is a fact.
是一个事实。
It is something that corresponds to historical reality.
这个事实是跟历史上的真实是相通的。
That's what Christians need to hold to today.
这就是我们今天基督徒应该持守的真理。
Christianity is not true because I believe it.
基督教的教义不是因为我们相信它才是真理，才是真的。
I believe it because it's true.
我相信它是因为它是真理。
And it's true regardless of my opinion of it.
基督教是真实的，与我的意对他的看法完全没有关系。
See, modern society likes to put truth on the same level as preference.
今天现今的这种社会呢，常常喜欢把真理跟个人的喜好来放在同一个水平上。
He prefers the color red.
这个人他喜欢红色。
She prefers the color blue.
那这个女的呢，她喜欢蓝色。
He likes Italian food.
这个人喜欢意大利食物。
She likes Chinese food.
那这个女人呢，喜欢中国食物。
See, our preferences are based in our culture.
我们的喜好常常是根据于我们的文化。
In our families,
我们的家庭,
or even just in our own individual personalities,
或者是根据我们每一个人不同的个性。
In this scenario, there's not really a right or a wrong. There's just what's preferred.
这种情况呢，无所谓对或错，只是每一个人的喜好不同。
But now we go to this.
那现在呢，我们要看到来到一个讨论的重点。
He's a Buddhist.
这个男的是佛教徒。
He's a Muslim.
另外一个是回教徒。
He's an atheist.
另外一个是无神论者。
She's a Christian.
然后这个女人呢，她是基督徒。
Are those preferences?
那这些是不是每一个人的喜好呢？
Now one's religion is usually based on one's culture.
一个人的信仰有的时候是根据于他的文化背景
One's family upbringing
或者是他被抚养长大的家庭的状况
But the difference here is that a preference is based on subjective experience
那这里的重点就是一个人的信仰有的人说是根据于他的个人的喜好
But this is a belief that can be tested in objective historical reality.
但是这个信仰，我们谈的基督教的信仰是可以被客观的历史的事实证明。
See, it can be true that he is a Buddhist and that she is a Christian.
这是很可能的，有一个人是回教徒，另外一个人是佛教徒。
But that doesn't really say anything about the truth of Buddhism or Christianity.
但是 我们在谈论人的信仰的时候，并没有跟基督教的真是真是信仰是真的，或者其他宗教信仰是真的有任何的关系。
So you can believe in something and be wrong.
你可以可能错误的去相信一些事情。
So then, how do we know what truth actually is?
所以我们要怎么样才能够知道道理真理是什么？
See, truth is that which corresponds to reality.
真理必须与实际上的事情事实要有相通。
Did it really happen?
它是否真的曾经发生过？
Does the story fit the facts?
这个故事是否跟事实一样？
And John is saying here in his epistle, the story of Jesus as Messiah, as the Son of God, fits the facts.
那约翰在这地方他讲到耶稣基督是神的儿子，是完全跟事实相符合的。
And it is that truth that is the foundation of our faith.
那个就是我们基督教信仰的一个基础。
Building on that foundation of truth, John then says the next layer, the framework of Christianity, is love.
根据于刚才我们讲的真理的基础，那我们信仰的第二个层次就是爱。
Truth must be told, and it must be acted out in a way that portrays the character and the love of Christ.
爱必须被传讲。而且必须要被实践出来，要展现出耶稣基督的爱，见证出耶稣基督的爱。
This is what he says in verse 3.
这是约翰在第三节福音里面说的。
Sorry, verse 5.
第五节。
And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another.
第五节，约翰二书第五节，太太啊，我现在劝你，我们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写一条新命令给你们。
See, truth and love go hand in hand.
所以真理跟爱是手牵着手并行的。
You cannot have one without the other and still have a genuine Christian faith.
你不可能说只有其中的一样，然后你就得到了基督教纯真的信仰。
Both are vital components of the Christian message.
两样事情都是非常重要的元素，都是基督教信仰。
But all too often, it seems that modern Christianity leans one way or the other.
但是很多的时候，这种现代的基督教的信仰呢，想要在其中选出一样来。
Liberal Christianity likes to emphasize God's love, but then deny certain aspects of God's truth.
这些自由派的所谓自由派的基督教徒们，他们常常喜欢强调耶稣基督的爱，但是呢，看清了这个真理。
And let me give you two examples to illustrate this.
那我就用两个例子来跟大家示范一下。
One is an issue of church theology, and the other is an issue of church practice.
就是关于一个教会的神学基础，还有关于这个教会的做法。
See, a lot of liberal theology has grasped onto this idea of universalism, that when you die, everyone gets to go to heaven.
Universalism, 有没有人知道中文是什么？
It doesn't matter what you believe.
然后这些自由派的这些基督徒们 Oh, I forgot you have to repeat.
It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter how you act.
他们的看法是你信什么无关，你怎么做也无所谓。
God is love, and he's going to let you into his kingdom.
神是爱，所以他最后他会让你进入他的国度。
And the question that they usually ask, it usually goes like this.
那问题在什么地方呢?
How could a loving God condemn man to an eternal hell?
他们认为一个爱的神, 他怎么可能去, 定人的罪?
It's very difficult to reconcile that message of God's love with God's wrath.
非常困难的是要把神的愤怒跟神的爱把它联合在一起。
And we have to admit, it is a pretty good question.
这确实是一个好的问题。
It would seem that we have to have one, or we have to have the other.
看起来是, 如果我们有了其中的一点, 我们就一定会有了另外一项。
But the problem is that when you take it that way, you've actually misinterpreted what it means to love.
但是事实上是, 如果说你照这种想, 这种思维去走下去的话, 你就会, 失去了对爱的了解, 对信仰的选择的了解。
After all, what kind of husband is it that forces his wife to live with him against her will?
因为也许你会想到什么样的丈夫他会去强迫他的太太爱的。
Forced love is not real love at all.
一个强迫性的爱不是真正的爱。
Life in the kingdom of God is a matter of free choice.
要过神的国度里面的生命其实是我们人的一种选择。
And God, in His love, will not violate that choice that you've made.
神照着他的爱的本性, 他不会强迫人去做出那个选择。
So then, in truth, the most loving thing that God can do is allow you to choose your own eternal destiny.
所以从真理的角度来讲, 神最大的爱就是让我们自己来做这个选择。
The next thing is that if you believe in universalism, then you miss the very fact of God's justice, and you miss the fact of God's holiness.
如果说我们真的相信刚才我讲的这种自由神学派的这种思想的话，其实我们就会曲解了神让我们选择信仰的自由。
If salvation to eternal life is saving you, doesn't it have to be saving you from something?
这个让我们得到永恒生命的这救恩拯救了我们，它是要拯救我们，做什么呢？
To declare that everybody ends up in heaven anyway is to deny the power of the cross.
如果说我们否定了每一个人都能够进天国的机会的话，其实我们就是否定了这个救恩。
See, universalists seek to make Jesus more accepting by only focusing on his love.
刚才我们讲的这些自由派神学的这些人，他们的思想呢，就是，Say it again.
They seek to make Jesus more accepting by only focusing on his love.
他们希望把神形容更容易为人所接受，所以说他们去更强，只是强调神的爱。
But in doing so, they strip away the power of the greatest act of love.
但是他们这样的做法呢，其实就是剥夺了人看见神的爱。
The very reason that you would accept him in the first place.
这就是同样的原因，为什么我们当初能够接受神。
Okay. Now an example from church practice.
现在我来讲，给大家举一些关于教会做法的例子。
Christian liberalism seems like it has been closely following the direction of the current culture.
那这些自由派神学的人呢，他们似乎是偏向于，就是在教会里面的做法，他们是偏向于，就是跟人类现代社会的文化相符合。
And that's probably seen the its greatest tension and conflict in the area of homosexuality and gay marriage.
那我们在这地方就必须要看见这个同性恋所带来的这个紧张的关系。
Some churches have even reached the point where they are, find themselves willing to ordain and employ those who practice homosexuality as pastors and leaders.
现在基督教已经走到了一个地步，有的教会甚至于案例这些同性恋的人作为教会的牧师。
And the reason for this is because there is this desire to show God's love.
他们之所以这样做的理由是，他们想要展现神的爱。
There is this desire to portray God as accepting of you just the way you are.
他们希望将神描述成一个神是就是会接受我们本性的一位神。
See, it seems wrong to call someone a sinner on the basis of how they were born or on urges that they did not choose.
他们认为是不对的，去称呼一个人是罪人。如果说这个人只是因为他生下来就有这种不同的本性。
But this denies a central truth of Christianity.
但是他们这种思想基本上就是否定了我们基督教的中心意义教义。
See, you were born broken.
我们必须要知道，我们每一个人生下来都是。
You were born with sinful desires and urges of every kind.
生下来我们就有罪性，生下来我们就是必须要神来修理我们的。
God accepts you just as you are.
神接受我们。
But in His love, He does not leave you that way.
但是根据他的爱，他不会让我们就一直这样子。
We are to accept the sinner.
我们接受罪人。
But we are not to accept the sin.
但是我们不接受罪。
And this now takes me to the other side.
现在让我思想到另外一面。
While liberalism often portrays love with an absence of truth,
那这些自由派的神学思想家呢，他们常常就是去将爱描述成一种形式是没有真理的存在。
Then fundamentalism can often portray truth without love.
那 fundamental 信仰基要派的这些基督徒们呢，他们又是可能又偏重于真理而疏忽了爱。
It is not loving to accept sinful behavior.
去接受这种犯罪的行为不是爱。
But neither is it loving to condemn or belittle the sinner.
但是去控诉、去定罪这些罪人也不是爱。
See, Christians, especially evangelical Christians, have become known not for what they're for and who they promote, but for what they're against.
所以这些福音派的基督徒，他们现在的，他们所宣、所相信的是，不是这些人他们信的是什么，而是他们所反对的是什么。
See, Christians are known as judgmental.
基督徒很多人都认为非常的喜欢论断。
They're known as unloving.
也有人认为基督徒没有爱心。
We have overreacted to love without truth by promoting truth without love.
我们常常对爱只爱而不顾真理 有过度的反应，但是我们也疏忽了，只关乎真理而没有爱。
But it is love that binds the Christian community together.
我们知道爱是将基督徒这个团体能够连接在一起的一件事。
This church that John is writing to.
这里约翰二书，约翰写书信的写的这个教会。
They were ethnically diverse.
他们是从不同的种族背景来的这些基督徒。
They were economically diverse.
他们在经济的状况上不一样。
They were socially diverse.
他们甚至在社会的地位上也不同。
They were culturally diverse.
文化上更是不同。
Very likely, they would not have associated with one another outside of a common bond of fellowship in Christ Jesus.
在信仰耶稣基督的信仰之外，他们可能根本没有任何可以互相交通的基础。
So we have these twin doctrines of truth and love.
所以我们有这两样并存的教义，就是真理跟爱。
And so this begs the question.
所以现在有一个问题。
If truth is the basis of our fellowship of love, what room is there for disagreement in the body of Christ?
你们自己就去想怎么解释，讲不出来。Okay, go ahead.
And upon what doctrines should we decide that the importance of truth is greater than continued fellowship and love?
是不是真理比我们基督徒之间的团契更加的重要？
And I think here John is clear.
在这里，约翰是非常清楚的讲到。
He is asking the people to unite together in love.
他要求收信的人，在爱里面都连接在一起。
But yet also to cast out false teachers.
但是同时呢，要防备并且丢弃这些，弃绝这些假的教导。
See, truth on the essentials of the gospel must be the basis for fellowship and unity.
根据于福音真理的根据于福音中心的这个真理，必须是我们信仰的中心。
If someone denies the essentials of the gospel, he is not a Christian, and we have no basis for true fellowship.
如果一位否认福音中心思想的一个基督徒，不是一个真的基督徒。
But among the non-essential matters,
但是对于一些不关乎我们信仰真理的一些事情，
There must be freedom and fellowship and love even amid disagreement.
我们有自由去展现我们的爱和包容。
You will never find a church body where everyone agrees with you 100% all of the time.
你不可能找到一个教会，那你的所有的人都100%的同意你。
And if you have, you are not listening.
如果你说你知道这样的教会，那你没有在听我说。
You are not truly engaging in community.
你并没有真正的融入了这个社会。
You are not being challenged or growing in your faith.
你没有被挑战在你的信仰上面去成长。
See, unfortunately, it often seems like the church likes to make major problems out of minor points.
事实上是很多的教会常常为了一些小的事情而引起了轩然大波。
But our churches are supposed to be the place where love reigns.
但是我们教会应该去实现爱。
Not the kind of place where we argue over silly things that do not ultimately matter to the kingdom.
我们 不是教会不是一个为了一些芝麻绿豆的事情去争论的，而忽视了神国度的一个地方。
See, in essentials, there must be unity.
所以，精义是什么呢？就是
unity，
就是合一。
In non-essentials, there must be liberty.
那另外反面呢，就是我们每一个人的自由。
But in all things, there must be love.
但是所有的事情都必须根据爱。
John now completes his argument by saying that we are building on the framework of love and the foundation of truth.
约翰在这里要结束他的教导，就是我们的信仰必须要根据于爱的这个框架。
And that is through acting it out in obedience.
那如何的来展现爱的框架呢？就是要顺服。
Authentic Christianity, John says, is about believing the truth about Jesus Christ.
纯粹的基督教的教义就是相信耶稣基督的真理。
About loving one another.
并且要彼此相爱。
And obeying the commandments.
要遵守命令。
John simplifies the message of the greatest commandments that Jesus gives here in verse 6.
在第六节，约翰将耶稣基督给我们的大使命简化成为。
And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love.
你们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。
To know the truth and love of God means nothing if you do not follow it up with your actions.
如果你知道耶稣基督关于爱的真理，但是你不去实行的话，
Another book of the Bible I've been studying is the book of James. And James, too, is very concerned about putting faith into action.
另外一卷书我在研究呢，在读的就是雅各书。雅各书里面讲到行道。
And in chapter 2, verse 19 of James, he leaves us with this startling statement.
雅各书第二章第十九节。
You believe that there is one God. Good.
你也信只有一位神。
But even the demons believe that.
但是魔鬼也信。
So the demons know the truth.
魔鬼也知道真理。
And they reject it.
但是他拒绝了。
You too can know the truth.
我们一样也可能知道真理。
But if you do not act on it, you are rejecting it.
但是如果你不实行真理的话，
You are no better.
拒绝他。
You are no better than the demons.
那我们不会比魔鬼好。
That's a harsh warning.
这是非常严肃严厉的一个警告。
Truth and love mean nothing if they are not worked out in obedience.
真理跟爱可能不代表任何的东西，如果说我们不能够顺服。
Let me close.
我现在要结束。
The church that John is writing to was a church that was founded by Paul.
约翰在这里写书信的对象，这个教会呢，是使徒保罗所建立的。
Later, it was led by Timothy.
然后之后呢，是提摩太在牧养这个教会。
And now it is being overseen by John.
在到现在呢，是使徒约翰在是这个教会的，在管理这个教会。
This is a church that's had some pretty good leadership.
这个教会曾经有很好的领袖带领他们。
And yet it is still a church that is dealing with these problems.
但是我们看见这样的教会仍然是在面对了这些问题。
It is still a church that needs to hear this message.
所以 所有的教会都应该听到这个信息。
And if that church needed to hear this message, how much more do we need to hear it today?
如果那样的教会都需要这样的信息的话，那我们今天我们的教会是否更需要？
See, if they have these problems,
如果他们有这样的问题，
then we are definitely going to have those problems.
那我们肯定也有这样的问题。
And in fact, those problems might actually be a sign that we're doing something right.
这些问题呢，可能就是在我们认为我们做的是一些对的事情的时候就存在了。
Anytime that you take a stand for God's truth, you will come against opposition.
每一次你为着真理，你辩护的时候，可能你就会面对反对你的。
And anytime that you take a seat in God's freedom, opposition will find you there as well.
然后有的时候，你想去使用神给你的自由的时候
，the solution
会面对反对你的。
The solution isn't to compromise on the truth.
解决的方法并不是要在真理上面妥协。
It isn't to become unloving in defending the truth.
也不是要让你变得为了要维护真理你变得没有爱心。
And it isn't to abandon the church because it fails to live up to perfection.
也不是要你离开这个教会。
But rather the solution is in maintaining our relationship.
其实解决的方法呢，就是我们彼此之间要维系我们的关系。
Maintaining our relationship with the Father.
维持我们与天父连接的关系。
Through the Son.
借着他的爱子耶稣。
Expressed by the Holy Spirit.
然后。
In us and toward others.
靠着圣灵，将我们的信仰展现出来。
We are called to speak the truth in love.
神呼召我们说真理，并且要显示，要展示我们的爱。
And live it out in obedience to the one who has called us.
同时要将我们顺服的心，显示出来。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for your message here today.
天父，我们感谢你今天赐给我们的信息。
I ask that you, your Spirit, guide each person here in truth and in love and in obedience.
我们求你将你的真理、将你的爱、将顺服的心赐给我们在这里的每一个人。
Help us grow together in the bond of Christian fellowship.
帮助我们一同的成长，并且在基督徒的团契当中连结。
That we might be the kind of church that grows and thrives.
让我们能够成长，成为一个变成一个不断成长的教会。
It's in the name of your Son Jesus that I pray all these things.
我们祷告是奉着你的爱子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.